Hi, everybody. It's Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape.
It's episode 63. Source?
Source?
And it's
today.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Today is trade deadline day. And so there haven't been a whole lot of trades this year.
Today, because it was buck-ass wild.
So all of the trades happened today. And all of the beat writers of all of the local teams, they're like, hey, you know, pay attention to, like, what you RT today. Pay attention to who is tweeting. Make sure you check out the blue check marks. And pretty much only pay attention to, like, what Bob McKenzie has to say or Elliot Friedman has to say, because they know what they're talking about. And I saw an Elliot Friedman tweet early today, and the very first comment on it was, source? Like,
honestly, I didn't see any that got me today.
No, I didn't either. There was no, like, Pergwin's tweets. Like, I mainly only saw people, like, quote tweeting Bob and Elliot. Like,
yeah. As it should be.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it.
Yeah. I think Samantha and I just decided that this is our trade episode, so if you don't give a fuck about trades, you can skip to the end, but don't do that, because we're probably going to be really hilarious, so.
We could have recorded yesterday, and if we recorded yesterday, we would have, like, talked about, like, what happened over the week, and there was some stuff that happened, but it wasn't a whole lot. And then last night I went to the Red Wings game, and so we could have talked about that, but then it was, like, today, every team almost did something. Almost every team did something. Some teams sold, and I wasn't expecting that, and some teams bought, and I wasn't expecting that, and then some of the other ones made sense. And some of the stuff that got back didn't make sense. So, we'll go through it. We got shit to talk about. It's trade deadline day, bitch. Sorry.
And there's other stuff we haven't even talked about yet. Like, were we recording when Blake Coleman got traded, or was that after?
It was right after, I think.
Okay, cool. So February 16th, Blake Coleman gets traded to the Tampa Bay Lightning for a first-round pick.
And one of the Tampa Bay Lightning's feet.
Yeah, Nolan Foote. So, I mean, I know Jersey is, like, loading up on picks. They've got so many picks.
Yeah.
Like, so many picks.
Oh, my God. There was a... No, that's somebody else. Someone. I forgot who was the GM of Jersey for a minute.
Ray Shero?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. The Kings finally moved Tyler Toffoli to the freaking Vancouver Canucks for Tim Schaller, Tyler Madden, which apparently I think Tyler Madden was the real get here. He's really super good. And then a 2020 second, and then a 2022 conditional fourth. I don't have the details on the conditions on that, and I do not care.
I don't either. I was like, I could pull it up, but also I don't really care.
Who cares?
The thing about that is that Tyler Toffoli and Tanner Pearson are really close.
Oh, yeah. And they're reunited, and it feels so good.
I think the Canucks, even, they treated a pic of the two of them. That was very cute.
It is very cute. There's a dumb trade between... That's a minor trade, I don't care. The Senators traded Dylan DeMello to the Jets for a third.
I forgot Dylan DeMello was
a thing.
A senator.
Yeah. What?
Oh no, we'll get to it. We haven't even gotten to it yet. I'll talk about it when we get there.
Oh, okay. on the 18th, the Caps acquired Brendan Dillon from the Sharks for a 2022nd and a 2021 conditional third. And the thing about that is Brendan Dillon has played 3 games for the Caps, and he has not worn the same jersey twice.
Really?
He's worn three different jerseys. Yeah, he's worn the regular home, the away, and the third.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's funny.
It is kind of wild. That very same day, the Montreal Canadiens got a 2020 second and a 2021 conditional for sending Marco Scandella to the Blues. Ew.
Okay.
Florida were
that's the
sellers.
Only thing?
What?
Did the Blues do anything today?
No, I don't think so.
No.
The Panthers sent Dennis Mulgan to the Maple Leafs for Mason Marchment. The Kings sent Alec Martinez to the Vegas Golden Knights for 2 second-round picks, one in 2020 and one in 2021.
Here's the thing about that trade. I saw a tweet about, and it was like, Pete DeBoer says Alec Martinez may play tonight for the Knights. And I was like, can you imagine seeing that tweet like a month ago, 2 months ago, whenever? Because it took me a second. I was like, why is Alec Martinez in San Jose? Wait, why? Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got really confused for a minute.
Yeah, it looks like there's another little trade between the Leafs and the Senators, but they're not people I've ever heard of, so I don't care. This one is wild.
Like, what the fuck is going on in New York?
The Philadelphia Flyers literally gave the New York Rangers Jean-Francois Berube for future considerations. So,
and that makes,
nothing.
That makes Ruby their fourth goalie.
Yeah.
Although I think the goalie that they've had as like sort of their de facto number one for the past two games, Igor Shesterkin.
Oh, Shesterkin. Yeah, he just got injured in a car wreck.
He just got injured in a car accident. He and Buchnevich.
Yeah.
Buchnevich is day to day. Shesterkin is.
He has like a. It was something like a non...
displaced rib or something.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. Yeah. So it's a good thing that they have four goalies.
Yeah, totally. I just want Jean-Francois Berube to find a home. I
do. He has bounced all around.
He's been all around the town. He went from the Islanders to like...
He was a Blackhawk for a little while.
He was a Blackhawk. He was in Columbus. I want to say he was in, like, Winnipeg, too, or somewhere in Canada. Now he's back down. And then he was Philly, and then New York. So, you know, all that fun stuff.
All right.
I don't know. Like, we're getting closer. Like, I'm only mentioning this because I love Joseph Blandisi, but the Penguins traded Joseph Blandisi and Jake Lucchini to the Montreal Canadiens for Phil Vironi and Riley Barber. So that's just some AHL shit.
So, mostly an AHL trade, although Blandisi has been up and down.
Dude, wasn't Blandisi the one that played
year.
Four games in four nights?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blender.
They called him up the most, I think.
Yeah.
And sent him down the most. Like, he didn't always play when
Spoiler
they called him
alert,
up.
Spoiler alert, they shouldn't have to worry about that shit anymore. We'll get there. There's another minor league trade between the Panthers and the Lightning that I don't give a fuck about. This one I care about. Oh my god. I hate this so much. This is awful.
Okay, go. Yeah.
The Boston Bruins acquire Andre Kasha, our precious lamb, while offloading David Backes to the Anaheim Ducks with a first-round pick and a defenseman and the Boston Bruins retain 25% of Backes' contract. Gross. I hate it. Stop helping them. Like, stop helping the Boston Bruins. Like, listen, their first-round pick isn't even going to be a good first-round pick. So it was like, why? Why? Why would you do this? Why would you help them? Don't help them. They're evil. And yet... they've been helped. Ugh.
They have been helped, yeah.
Gross. So there's that. We're getting closer to deadline day. These are happening on the 21st, and like sometimes you think, okay, well, all this shit's happening before the deadline day, and then deadline day is going to come, and
deadline
nothing's going to happen.
Quiet.
But
yeah.
Wait, there's more.
Normally, That normally happens, but this year it really
This
did
year it was
not.
like wild
This is the
AF.
busiest deadline day that I remember for a long
Yeah,
time.
this is the busiest deadline day that has ever happened since I've been into hockey. So, okay, so the Winnipeg Jets acquire Cody Eakin for a 2021 conditional fourth that becomes a third if the Jets make the playoffs or re-sign Eakin.
Okay.
Oh, are they not gonna make the playoffs? Are they? They're not bad, are they? Are they?
No, I just meant, why would you get
I'll
weekend?
be honest, I don't know. The Leafs acquire Mika Salamaki for Ben Harper. This one, ew, but okay. The Washington
This one happened
Capitals,
yesterday, yeah.
the Capitals acquire Ilya Kovalchuk for a 2020 third round pick from the Montreal Canadiens, which, I mean, they picked him up for literally nothing. And I'm pretty sure there's some
Also,
retained salary there, isn't there?
yeah, they're retaining 50%.
So they're basically getting for like 71 like K. It's like it's so
Yeah,
cheap.
Washington is paying because it's so late in the season, they are going to pay him $71,000.
It's so
Because
cheap.
Montreal is, because he gets paid 700K, Montreal is retaining 350.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that was the last thing that happened before today, which is trade deadline day.
Well,
So
this also ha this happened overnight, the next
yeah.
one.
Yeah, this happened overnight. We wake up and we find out that the Oilers have tried acquired Mike Green from the Red Wings for Kyle Brodziak and a conditional fourth.
Okay, I went to the game last night and they held out Mike Green and Athanasiu and Andreas Athanasiu for I don't know, I don't remember what they called it. It was like precautionary reasons or something, but it's pretty much like, yeah, they're gonna get traded. But I don't understand. I guess we can talk about it in a minute. But like, is Mike Green worth an actual player and a pick?
I don't know. I mean, I would have had to have looked at it, like pulled his underlying numbers, like, 'cause there
That's
might
true.
be something there that we don't see. Like, I never look
Yeah,
at shit like that.
the girl next to me, who told me that they were holding out Green, she was like, "No, they play better when he's on the ice." So I guess he's okay. I'm still like, why is he
I mean, I don't
playing?
know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't have
Don't
conditions
know
on that
either.
fourth round pick, and I don't care either.
Neither.
Avalanche get Vladislav Namestnikov from the Senators for a fourth round pick.
Next year.
2021, yeah. Oh, this one's wild as hell. This is so much. This is so much for this player, and I mean, good on the.
Dorian,
He
yeah,
fleeced him because
the
this is
Senators
wild.
won this one.
The Senators really did win here. So the Ottawa Senators get a 2020 conditional first, a 2020 second, and a 2022 conditional third for Jean-Gabriel Pageau. So the 2020 first round pick shifts to a 2021 first round pick if the Islanders pick is in the top three this year. The 2022 third round pick will only transfer to the Senators if the Islanders win the Stanley Cup this year. So they're at least getting a first and a second for JG Pageau, which I just think is wild. I think
A
that's
first and a second
a
for
first
JG
and a
Pageau.
second. Some of the prices were wild as hell this year.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, this one is a little much too. So the
Yeah.
Carolina Hurricanes get Vinny Trocheck for Erik Haula, Lucas Wallmark, Eetu Luostarinen, and Chase Prisky.
So Carolina got a forward,
For
and they gave
three forwards and a defenseman.
two NHL forwards, an AHL forward and a defenseman,
Yeah.
AHL defenseman, for
It's.
Vinny Trocheck.
I mean, he's a great player, but.
He's a great player. He hasn't been as good this season,
He hasn't been
but
good
if
since like 2016, 17. Not as
yeah,
good as
but
he
if he's
has been, so we'll see.
yeah,
Like,
yeah.
we'll see.
Oh my God, ow. Hi.
Oh my God, Esther
Sorry,
just climbed
Esther.
up here. It's so cute. I don't know.
Okay.
I know we're just like going through the motions. It can't be too exciting for our listeners, but maybe it is.
It's about to get exciting because I'm about
true.
To start yelling.
Here's the thing. The Flyers acquire Nate Thompson for a 2021 fifth. Not sure why. Don't care. The Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Acquire. Forward Patrick Marleau for a 2021 third round pick. The third round becomes a second rounder if the Pittsburgh Penguins win the Stanley Cup.
It's a 2021 third rounder. It's not even this year, which makes sense because the condition, we don't have we don't have a second round pick this year. So if we did win the cup, we wouldn't be able to do that condition. So, so we got Patty Marleau. He is on a 1-year two-way contract.
Yep. So if it doesn't work out, his ass can get sent down. But here's the thing. Because a lot of people were like, what the fuck? They're like, blah, blah, blah. He's so old, blah, blah, blah. He can't skate. First off, he was like the literal best shark on the ice when we played them, or when the Penguins played them earlier this year.
Yeah.
Also, Patrick Marleau, more than anything, is, I'm sure, a bit better than, like, Anthony Angelo. Like, much love and much respect to Anthony Angelo, but I'm pretty sure Patrick Marleau has a little bit more experience and probably plays a little bit better. And the same could possibly be said about Sam Lafferty, although that is a little bit of an inconvenience to me because I love the way he plays, like, shorthanded.
Yeah.
However, Patrick Marleau and
Patty Marleau. Here's listeners will know that we love Patty Marleau because, you know, he was on Leafs and we love him. And I learned today he got drafted in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. The draft was in Pittsburgh and
in
he
the parking
scored
lot
1,000.
I like to park in.
He scored his 1,000th point in Pittsburgh. And someone was like, well, we should have got some other milestones, hit some more milestones in Pittsburgh. He is currently the leader, definitely the active leader in games played, without, the ultimate prize. And he is, a good veteran presence. He is a dad. He is a rental. His kids and Matt Collins' kids are going to just, like, fucking terrorize.
Okay, but you know that Matt Collins' kids are in Minnesota, and I'm pretty sure these kids are going to stay in California, right?
They're going to come hang out during the playoffs.
Okay.
Don't even...
I agree.
Don't shut your face. They're going to hang out during the playoffs, and they're going to be best friends.
I just had to, like...
And terrorize.
You're right. Absolutely right. Correct.
I love Patty Marleau. That's a great price.
I did not know that Patrick Marleau grew up a Penguins fan, which I learned today because his wife, Christina, decided to tweet a bunch of goofy pictures of him in his school photos in Penguins gear, which just, it sent me. He's precious. So I'm really excited to see him.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, if nothing else, we have won the WAG trade deadline.
Truly.
You know, we got Carly Zucker, we got Christina Marleau, and they're talking to each other on Twitter. It would be incredible.
The other thing is that you're like, wait, stick to tape. They're, Dom Simone wears 12, and that is Patrick Marleau's number. Never fear, Dominic Simone, a sweet boy, has given up his number 12. To Patrick Marleau.
He has decided on wearing number 18 in tribute to Penguins legend Alex Galchenyuk.
Did he wear 18?
Yeah, he did wear 18.
Eh, fuck it. So anyways, don't worry, Patrick Marleau will retain that number 12.
Number 12. He's wearing number 12.
So there's that.
And we love that trade.
I do actually. I'm really excited about it. I think
I'm
it's
really
gonna.
excited.
I think I'm anxious to see what's gonna happen.
Oh, for sure. This is going to be a fun stretch. The another fun part of that trade is that the Pittsburgh Penguins are currently in California. The San Jose Sharks are currently in Philly. He had to go from Philly back to California.
California, here we come.
He will be playing, like, because they had an off day today, and then I don't think they play until Wednesday.
All right.
I don't know. He will be playing when they play. Yeah, I know that. I know he will.
Well, that's
He's already
excellent.
there.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say about that, but I'm excited to see how that shakes out.
I'm excited.
My God. The Toronto Maple Leafs, which honestly, they're a goddamn dumpster fire right now.
Really are.
The Toronto Maple Leafs reacquire defenseman Callie Rosen from the Colorado Avalanche for Michael Hutchinson. So
It's like,
that's cool.
okay.
Like, all right, dog.
What are you
Okay.
doing, Kyle? All right.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. The Flyers get Derek Grant from the Ducks for Kyle Crisquolo and a 2024. This one is so weird. It's bizarre. This is bizarre. The Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres.
The Buffalo Sabres acquire Wayne Simmonds from the New Jersey Devils for a conditional 2021 fifth. And the fifth can turn into a fourth if the Sabres make the playoffs and Simmonds plays 10 games. The Devils are retaining 50% of Simmonds' $5 million cap hit
So
salary.
basically what happened was the Buffalo Sabres are on the wrong side of the bubble, and they're out of the playoffs. They've been out of the playoffs for a while. It's going to be hard to make it in as an Atlantic team because you have to make top three in the Atlantic. You cannot make the wild card spots are out. Speaking of
Apparently,
Atlantic.
Jason thinks that the Maple Leafs are just going to spectacularly implode, and he may have a point.
He may have a point, but so they've been on the wrong side of the bubble this weekend. I think they had like 44 points. They had like 22 games left. They needed to get 33 points out of those 44 points. They got 4 points over the weekend, and Jason was like, fuck it, we're buying.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. All right, Jason. Oh, it's so funny. Like
And
the guy, one of the guys that I
Shiro.
follow was just like, what?
Shiro said that he traded Wayne so that Wayne can go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not how that happened.
So I'm like, why did you
Okay.
send him to Buffalo? It is apparently closer to his home and his stuff is there. So
That makes a little bit more sense.
yeah, he's from
But
Ontario and I think it's not far from Buffalo. He did say something about like going home. So that is It's not that far, though. Anyway.
I don't know. The Bruins send Danton Heinen to Anaheim for Nick Ritchie, so they have both Ritchies. But except for the ones in Providence, so there's
Yeah,
that.
because are the Richies good?
No. I don't think
Yeah.
so. The Canadians, that's a, who cares?
Don't know those names. Yeah.
No, I don't, no one cares. The Oilers, back at it at the old Red Wings. This must be part of the Yzer plan.
I don't understand why they weren't packaged together.
I don't know. Maybe
The Oilers
he.
get
I'm wondering if,
Athanasiou.
no, I know why they weren't packaged together. They weren't packaged together because there were other offers for Athanasiou.
Okay. All right.
So the Oilers acquire
Okay.
Andreas Athanasiou and Ryan Kuffner for Sam Gagner, who only ever wanted to be an Oiler. a 2020 second and a 2021 second, which is actually, that's a bit of a price for Athens-CU.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's no fucking first round, but still.
That's a lot. It's a lot. I don't know, dude. That's a lot.
But anyways, good. I mean, holy smokes, though, because from what I know about Athens-CU, like, he's a pretty fast player.
He is, yeah.
So, God, holy smokes, imagine, like, them finally putting people around Connor McDavid who can skate.
True. That, yeah, Connor McDavid and Athens-CU could be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they'll even get Connor and Leon on two different lines.
Oh, my God. Maybe. The Oilers also acquired Tyler Ennis from the Senators for a 2021 fifth. Derek Forbert goes to the Flames from the Kings for, which I cannot believe that they would do business. You know what I mean? They fucking hate each other. I cannot believe they would do business. So Forbert goes to the Flames for a conditional 2021 fourth. I don't know the conditions. I don't care.
Like, even when the Penguins traded, like, with the Flyers, remember when they did that? It was, like, I think it was 2017.
No, they didn't trade with them. They laundered him through Florida.
They laundered him through Florida. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of weird that Calgary and Los Angeles didn't do that.
Yeah, maybe it's because their GMs are just too mature to launder someone through Tampa.
But also about Calgary, we should just mention this because why not? We're talking about Calgary. So they had, you know, morning skate or practice or whatever today. And Johnny Gaudreau, like a few days ago, he took Calgary Flames out of all of his social media bios, and it just says number 13 instead of number 13 Calgary Flames now. And so, like, ooh, eye emoji. And then today during practice, he, like, left the ice suddenly, and everyone was like, ooh, intrigue. And then later they talked to him. He had to pee, and he left the ice.
I had to pee.
I love Johnny Hockey.
Me too.
Trade is my favorite trade of the day. And
I'm coming home.
Little tears. Like, I had to. It's a good thing I brought a new box of Kleenex to my office today because I literally cried enough to use a tissue.
Oh, buddy.
The Pittsburgh Penguins acquire Connor Sherry, two-time Stanley Cup champion Connor Sherry, and also Evan Rodriguez from the Buffalo Sabres for Dominic Cahoon. And, like, I am pretty sad about Dom Cahoon. Dom Cahoon is pretty good.
But he only has one more goal than Sherry. They're the same player.
Here's the thing. Someone was like, I would rather have Cahoon on my team than Sherry or Rodriguez, but I would rather have Sherry and Rodriguez on my team than Cahoon. I think it is a good trade, and also, who the fuck cares? Connor Sherry is back. One of my children is back. One of Sid's children is back.
Oh, yeah.
I love Connor Sherry so much. He left for cap reasons. They always wanted him to come back. When his name came up in trade talks, all the coaches were excited about it. I think Jim said that you talked to him today, and he was pretty pumped about it. Connor Sherry, I didn't watch the video, but I think he called in to, like, Trade Center. And he said something about how he's really excited to be back in Pittsburgh. He wanted to go back to Pittsburgh. With this team that he knows and to a contender, and I love him so much. Jordan is so happy. That's a third incredible wag that we have that we didn't have earlier. The one problem with this, he's a rental.
Yeah, true. I just want to throw out here, this is my favorite thing. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic and the Dying Alive pod was like, I have no idea what to do with lines. And Jonathan Bombouli was like, this sounds like a job for Bill Peduto, who's the mayor of Pittsburgh. So these are the Pens lines as told by the mayor of Pittsburgh. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Zucker Crosby Simone.
Yeah.
Sherry Malkin Rust.
Oh, fuck.
Marlo McCann Hornquist. Fuck. Zara Bluger Tenev.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Okay, imagine that team. But also with Brian Dumoulin and maybe John Marino.
Oh my god. I'm so ready for Brian Dumoulin to be back. Like,
we need him. Oh
my god. Have we even recorded since I went to Pittsburgh? No, that was this week. It was like last Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, last Tuesday I went to Pittsburgh and it was amazing because I love the Pittsburgh Penguins. And like they destroyed, was it the Leafs? Yeah, it was the Leafs. They destroyed them. Like murdered them. I witnessed a murder.
That was the last time they won a game though.
Yeah, but like I witnessed a murder.
Again, you witnessed them murder the same team again.
Again. Oh my god. I will say also, so I tried the Meatball Emporium.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they get 5 goals, you get like 5 goals, you get a meatball or whatever. So I tried the Meatball Emporium because I was starving. I really wanted to get the old 2-9er, which is my favorite thing, but I was wearing the wrong pair of shoes. And my feet hurt. And I was like, this is close. This is what I got. So I got the Buffalo Chicken Mac and Cheese. I paid $15 for mac and cheese, by the way. It wasn't even good. I'm sorry. It was not a recommend for me. I think maybe their regular mac and cheese might have been better. But I don't know. I'll find out next time I go. Now, with this Pittsburgh Penguins lineup, I'm like, when the heck am I going? I need to go right now. So, I think my friend and I are going to go on the 12th of March. We're going to go to Columbus. Because she likes the Columbus Blue Jackets, which is unfortunate. And I love the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, I'm pretty sure we're going to go.
I also love the Pittsburgh Penguins. Imagine when Jake is back.
Oh my god, what do you even do with this team when Jake comes back? Who gets to sit out?
I don't know. Fuck. Simone?
Bluger,
yeah.
No, he's way too valuable. No.
Zar, Bluger, and Tana, that line.
Yeah, you don't want to take that apart. I don't know.
You don't want to.
That's what somebody said. That's what somebody said. Like, none of these forwards have room to fuck up anymore. Because there's no room for them. Like, there's no way to... You can't fuck up because you're getting taken out.
Yeah.
So, that's fun. I'm excited. I love it. Also, I figure if Sherry's not good, he gets sad. That's...
Yeah, which...
And Rodriguez is a forward. He's not going to slot into this team at all. He's going to end up in fucking Wilkes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's not going to play here. There's no room for you. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Because remember, he wanted a trade out of Buffalo, I do believe.
He did. He asked for a trade on, like, December 31st.
Well, he got it, but he's still going to end up in Wilkes.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, can they send him down to Wilkes?
I don't know, man. I don't understand. I don't think so. Oh. I don't, because the trade deadline day, I think they can, but I think here's what I think it is, and you can't quote me on this, but this sounds right to me. Okay. If players do not require waivers, and they are going to be sent, and they need to play for the AHL team at any point for the rest of the season, they had to have been on the AHL roster today at 3 p.m.
Oh.
And then they can get recalled. So, like, we sent down...
Lafferty and Angelo.
We sent down Lafferty and Angelo because Agostino is a duck now. He got claimed off waivers. We sent them down today on, I think, a paper trade because I think they're still traveling with the team. And then there are four regular recalls through the season where you can call them up, and then unlimited emergency recalls. The 23 roster limit has been lifted.
Oh,
So
okay.
you can carry however many on the NHL roster. You can carry more than 23 now. The cap gets lifted after the regular season.
Yeah.
So starting in the playoffs, anybody who we have on like LTIR or whatever for cap reasons, or I mean because they are injured, if they are better,
Yeah.
they can come off the cap starting as soon as the season is over. That is
Cool.
right. That is I think people are calling it the Kane loophole because the Blackhawks did that 5 years ago. He was supposed to be out for 12 weeks, and he was not out for 12 weeks. He was back for the first round, and then they
Yeah.
won the cup.
Exciting.
But yeah, so I think they can still be sent for wait. I don't think people can be claimed up, or they can be okay. They can still use waivers. Players can still be claimed off of waivers at this point, but if they are claimed off waivers now, they are not allowed to play for that team in the playoffs
All right.
or the regular season. It's very confusing.
Yeah, I don't get it. But
I don't
whatever.
get it
It's
either.
fine. It's fine. Who cares?
It's
We'll figure
fine,
it
but
out.
there were a few paper transactions today
Yeah.
because of the AHL thing.
All right.
But it was mostly Braves.
Speaking
A
of
lot
the
of.
AHL.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The only thing
The
the Dallas
only
Stars did
thing the
today.
Dallas Stars did today was trade their number one AHL defense scorer, Emil Juice, to the Florida Panthers for a 2026th round pick. I must confess that I do not understand this move. They basically stood pat at the deadline. Everyone has been cool with that. Like, everybody on the TL is cool with it. I myself do not understand it. I feel like if Buffalo is buying, why aren't the Stars buying? Like, I understand that
Right?
people think that they are good enough, but I do not believe that. They rely too much on their goaltending and they can't fucking score. Now, most people would say, I guess the argument that everybody I know has is that that's a coaching thing. But
Even if it is a coaching thing, it still can't hurt to get a fucking extra scorer in there. Like,
yeah. I mean,
send that sixth
Athanasiu was
somewhere.
on the table and you couldn't drum up any fucking, like, anything for Athanasiu. Like, and I guess Jim Nill went on and explained that he's went out and spent at the deadline and it hasn't been good. I'm like, yeah, because you fucking bring in dudes like Ben Lovejoy. Like, yeah, that's why it's not good. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and I've said this, and I've said this in the past, I will say it again. Jim Nill is like loyal to a fault. He doesn't want to give up on people, and which is admirable and lovely, but hockey's a business, bitch, and you're trying to win.
It's a business.
Like, it's a game you're trying to win, and they're just not. Like, you're not even, like, it just feels like you're not even trying. And I know a lot of teams stood pat today or whatever, but like, and I guess the Stars are good. I'm just saying I think they could have tried for something. And like for a second
Like,
everybody was saying they were in on Joe Thornton and they're like, "Oh, we don't want Joe Thornton." Like everybody was like, "I don't want Joe Thornton. He's old." And I was like, yeah, he is, but you know, like that team
at
maybe
least
could
that's
use
something.
veteran leadership. Because that was another thing
Yeah.
about Patrick Marleau coming to Pittsburgh is like they haven't had an old guy. They didn't have an old Did they have an old guy last year? Did Matt Cullen play last year?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Didn't
yeah.
he?
I think so. But they love an old guy, and now they have Patrick Marleau who's never won a cup. So, you know, that could be exciting. I don't know. I don't know. I guess Okay, they didn't make a
Like,
bad trade, but like they
yeah,
didn't
but
do anything
the
either.
deadline is like, it's definitely like, if you are a contender, sometimes it is fun to trade for that old guy who's never had it, who's never gotten the cup, and like that makes like the stories even better,
Yeah.
and
And
like
I know a lot of the guy, a lot of the people that I know or follow, like they're like they want the young guys to play, and that's the thing. Rick Bonus doesn't play the young guys anyways, so you might as well get an old guy to freaking go out and do it, dog. Like
Yeah.
he's not gonna play the young dudes anyways. Like he's gonna prioritize giving time to like old fucks instead. So, you know.
Yeah. It's I Jim Neal
I
should have
don't
done
trust Jim
more.
Neal is what I'm saying, and I feel
I
like
don't either.
if the st if something happens, like
Well,
if the Stars don't make it all the way, Jim Neal has to go.
like also last year, he got Zuccarello, and everyone was really excited about that. And the only reason that didn't work out was because Zuccarello got injured so quickly.
Yeah, and then they didn't want to pay him. Which is
Yeah.
hilarious considering what the fuck they paid Martin Hansel how many ever many years ago. Like, okay, like I guess you learned from your le
I
you learned your
Jim
lesson.
Neal.
I can't believe
I don't
Zuccarello didn't
understand
get
how Jim
traded.
Neal. I can't believe Jim Neal
Has a
has a
job.
job.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is they didn't make a bad trade, so I'm glad for that, but I kind of wish they would have done something. I don't
Speaking of
like
Zuccarello and
because
the
like there are
Wild, the
all these
Wild,
guys, like all these
you know.
dudes that were available that like are good, and
I
you're not
know.
even gonna try, like
Mini Trocheck.
ooh, the price for Trocheck was super high though because they would have
Oh,
wanted
that's
something
super high,
local
you're
and it
right.
was super high. But like Athanasiou, like you could have given him something for Athanasiou. I mean, I know you don't
Yeah.
want to shake up the family or whatever. That's that, and that's Jim Neal's biggest problem. He doesn't want to shake up the family. He'll
But he
let
has
them
to
get
shake up the
dragged by the
family.
front office, but he doesn't want anybody to go.
Yeah, but
That's.
then, like, over the summer, because the family is so fucking old, they all keep retiring or, like, going on LTIR for 8 years. Like,
Yeah.
it's not
Yeah.
working. Whatever he's doing, it's not working. It's dumb. Anyway, you mentioned Zuccarello, and like he didn't get traded, and now I'm like, hey, there was also a big almost trade
Oh my
for the
God.
Wild.
Yeah.
There was talk that Zach Parise waived his no trade to go to the Islanders to be reunited with Lou Lamoriello, apparently, and it leaked, and Lou Lamoriello was like, fuck that, and
Yeah, probably
kiboshed
because
it.
he remembered that Zach Parise's 35 and still has 5 years left on his deal. That's a bad contract. The
It
Parise
is a
and
bad.
Suter contracts were the worst contracts in the
I know,
league.
buddy. I know.
Like with especially with their cap recapture, they're bad. Oh my God, I can't even believe this happened. The Hurricanes get Sammy Vatanen for oh my God. Yanni Kuakana. I saw this on my timeline too.
Kuokkanen.
Kuokkanen, and then Frederik Claesson and a conditional 2024th, and Jersey's keeping 50% of Vatanen's salary. Now, this Golden Knights Blackhawks trade is also a three-way trade because the Leafs are involved somehow.
Yes.
And,
Okay. Here's what happened.
all right, you tell me.
Okay. So the Blackhawks acquired goaltender Malcolm Subban, the signing rights to the AHL junior signing rights to Slava Dimon, and a 2020 second round pick from VGK. And they sent to Toronto Robin Leonard, and then Toronto took goaltender Robin Leonard, retained 50% of their salary. Hold on. The Blackhawks retained 50% of Leonard's salary. And so the Maple Leafs headliner for 2.5, and then they sent him to the Vegas Golden Knights, retaining 22% of his salary. I don't know. So they retained, so the Leafs sent Leonard to VGK and retained some of his salary. VGK sent them a 2020 fifth round pick, and the Golden Knights also got Martins Zierkles from Toronto. So basically, someone was like, they paid for a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
Don't understand. But yeah, so they're retaining some salary on Robin Leonard. It's one of those three-way trades, which the Golden Knights are involved in a lot of the three-way trades, I feel like. They keep getting other teams to retain salary for them.
I mean, why not?
Anyway, so Malcolm Subban is now the backup in Chicago, and Robin Leonard and Marc-Andre Fleury are the tandem in Vegas.
All right, I guess that's what you want to do. Like, okay.
Apparently, and also one of the beat writers said one of his sources told him that Leonard offered to take less money for a 3-year contract from Stan Bowman, and that never happened, and so they sent him to Vegas.
All right.
Like he took, because he took less money to be in Chicago, period, this year.
Yeah.
Like, the Islanders wanted to keep him.
Moving
Yeah.
on. I don't care anymore.
Anyway, that happened.
Anaheim and Columbus flip-flop Devon Shore and Sonny Milano. What I like about this is that Devon Shore lives in my state now. And that also he's decided his number's going to be 74. So 7-4 Devon Shore is a go. And I like that. I like that. I would consider buying a Blue Jackets jersey for Devon Shore. Just don't know why.
Wow.
I love Devon Shore. Like, this is hard for me. I love Devon Shore.
Well, then if you go to the game on the 12th, you get to see Devon Shore.
Exactly. I
They
could
definitely
see.
won't have jerseys by then.
No, but I would get to see Devon Shore, and I would get to see Patrick Marleau,
I
and I would
miss
get to see the
Devon
Pittsburgh
Shore's
Penguins. So,
smiley face.
I know. You should come, and we should go to see the Blue Jackets. Just
It's
kidding, that's
near
stupid. Why would you come all the
the
way? If you came all the way down here, that's dumb. Like, don't come all the way down here just to see the Blue Jackets. That's stupid. Just wait.
I'm coming to see the Penguins in April.
You're coming to see the Wheeling Nailers this weekend.
That's true, I am.
I'm fucking stoked.
I am too, dude. There's a winter storm, but I think it's supposed to be over by Thursday.
I think it is too. I think I saw that. So,
Yeah.
hopefully it'll be fine and you'll be cool. And I haven't
It'll be
even
fine.
looked at the weather here, so it's fuck it. It was like 50 fucking degrees out today, so.
Earlier today, I walked past our thermostat, which shows the weather outside, and it was 43 degrees, and I was like, it's Connor Sherry degrees.
It looks like it's supposed to be in the 30s this weekend, but there's no adverse weather. So.
Oh my god, I could wear. I have a. My Connor Sherry. What the fuck jersey am I gonna wear? Connor Sherry.
When we attend the Wheeling Nailers game, remember it's Pittsburgh Penguins night, so you should probably bring a Penguins jersey with you.
I'm gonna bring my old school Fleury jersey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying I have my Connor, I have my, he was traded and I was like, no, Connor Sherry got traded and I don't, I have it because I have a Stanley Cup final jersey for Sherry from the first year,
I
from the
know.
first cup. I know, I cried literal actual tears,
I
dude.
know.
I cried tears earlier this week when they were like, there's a suggestion that Connor Sherry could come back. And I was like, just the idea of him coming back made me cry. And then I was like, full on.
full on crying at my desk.
Oh, buddy. Alright, I'm moving on because we still have like a shit ton of lives.
I know. I know. Okay.
The Hurricanes, again, traded their 2020 first round pick, or a 2020 first round pick, for Brady Shea. That's a S, a K, and a J
altogether. All together, so that's
a no. The Hurricanes will have the option of deciding which of their own or the Maple Leafs first round pick that they will give to the Rangers before the draft. Because remember, they have Toronto's first round pick for taking Patrick Marleau. And
bought him out.
So they have two firsts, and they were able to sell that for Brady Shea. So the Hurricanes are going to go for it.
The Hurricanes are going for it. They got Vinny Trojan. They got Brady Shea. I am surprised they did not go all in on a goalie. I think the prices were too high.
That means then their goalies aren't as hurt as we think that they are.
Yeah. I think Mrazek has a concussion.
Oof. Well, I mean, it can go either way.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of goalies, that happened this week.
Yeah, we'll get there. The Vancouver Canucks and the New Jersey Devils flip-flop goalies. They flip-flop Louis Domingue and Zane McIntyre.
There's a goalie named Zane in this league?
Yeah, Zane McIntyre. He used to be somewhere else, but I can't remember. I thought he was in, like, Boston or something once. I don't know.
Let me see if I can find it on this list.
But anyways, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who just won't quit, acquired Barclay Goodrow, real name, from the Sharks, Barclay Goodrow and a 2023rd for a 2021st and Anthony Greco. So that's fun. That's crazy high for Barclay Goodrow.
The Sharks had an awful season
this year. Like, they have an awful season, but I can't imagine that Barclay Goodrow is what you're prying out for
is
a first.
Worth a first.
Yeah.
Zane McIntyre used to be a Bruin. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
What did I say? I said I think he used to be in Boston. I said that. I'm a genius. I can't believe this happened either. The Anaheim Ducks trade Corbinian Holzer for Matt Irwin in a 2022nd round pick.
2022 sixth round pick.
Whoa, Jesus, I can't read. Man, the Ducks were busy today.
The Ducks were really busy today, yeah.
They also traded this. I feel like this was a minor league trade.
It was.
Okay, so minor league trade, the Ducks acquired Christian Jews for Daniel Sprong to the Capitals.
Daniel Sprong.
Oh, buddy, watch the Capitals call up Daniel Sprong and make it a big deal. No, I don't think they can they?
If he was not... They can call him up, and they can call him up for an emergency recall.
Okay.
If he's on the AHL today, he can play in the AHL or the NHL because they can call him up. They just have 4 recalls and then unlimited emergency recalls.
Fuck Daniel Sprong! Oh, God. The Golden Knights acquire Nick Cousins from the Canadiens for a 2021 fourth. The Blue Jackets get a conditional 7th for Marcus Hanakainen. The Flyers get Nathan Knoll for TJ Brennan. I don't know any of these.
That's an AHL trade.
Yeah. The Flames get Eric Gustafson from the Blackhawks for a 2023rd round pick. The Blackhawks are going to get the earlier of the Calgary Flames' 2 third round picks. The Leafs do an AHL trade with the Islanders for Matt Laurito for Jordan Schmaltz. We talked about that one. This is nothing. And the Sharks give Brandon Davidson to the Flames for future considerations. Or no, Davidson goes to the Sharks for future considerations. And that's pretty much it. That rounds out the day. Is there anything that you found that was like what was the most surprising thing that you saw today?
Barclay Goodrow for a first, the Buffalo Sabres buying, the Dallas Stars selling, Mike Green going for an actual player, some real confusing stuff in here.
the most surprising thing today is that Chris Kreider decided to extend himself in New York City instead of trying to win, because all his shit there.
All his shit is 7 years. 7 years.
Yeah. He just decided to stay in New York. All his stuff's there.
There are a couple other signings. Oh, Jake Muzzin is staying in Toronto, yeah. Which is good. Toronto now has, like, 3 defensemen next year. It's not on.
I know.
Oh, J.G. Pageau signed in on the island. Rocco Grimaldi got re-signed to the Preds. Oh, Zach Bogosian. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about this. So, Zach Bogosian, I think he asked for a trade, too, from the Buffalo Sabres, and like, a while back. And, obviously, nobody got anything done. And then they sent him down to the Americans, Rochester Americans. He did not report to the Rochester Americans, so they suspended him for failure to report, and then they put him on unconditional waivers for mutual termination. I learned that the mutual termination basically just means that they sent a letter to the player and to the player's agent being like, hey, we're going to put you on unconditional waivers to terminate your contract. And if you don't say anything about it, then that's what we're going to do. And so that's what mutual termination is, pretty much. Just means that, like, they know that that's about to happen. So then they terminated his contract. And he signed in Tampa for $1.3 million.
I fucking hate Tampa. I'll never understand what they do and why they do what they do, but watch it. This is going to be their year. Ugh.
Okay. Yeah, so I signed for $1.3 million just for the rest of the season.
I mean, they got Barkley Goodrow, so who knows what could happen.
That's the real difference maker is Barkley Goodrow.
I mean, because we're the first.
Oh, my God. So, like, who? The Jets didn't really do anything.
The Jets didn't do anything.
The Jets didn't do anything.
They acquired Cody Eakin, which
I remember. Oh, yeah.
That was, like, a while ago. That was the only thing they did, and that was on the 21st. They didn't do anything today.
Yeah.
Washington. The Blues didn't do anything today.
Blues didn't do anything today. I saw a tweet that it was like a joke tweet, and it was the National Predators thought that trade deadline was tomorrow, but they did something today. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but they did do something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was Nick Alberga. He's on the NHL radio on Sirius.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There were so few trades this year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because, like, the trade tracker is the whole year, and, like, most of it is from today. Like, there was, like, pretty much nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Stop yawning. You're going to make me yawn.
I'm sorry. I'm tired. And it's winter.
I'm tired. It's winter. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, so there are some teams, like, it just doesn't make sense. I don't understand what the Sabres are thinking. You're not going to make the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, here's the other thing. This happened the other day. The Detroit Red Wings are officially eliminated from playoff contention. This happened on Friday. I have a tweet about it. Hold on 1 second. They are the first team to be mathematically eliminated from playoff contention prior to the deadline since the 2003-2004 Penguins. Unfortunately, I don't think the Red Wings have a Sidney Crosby waiting for them.
No. But no one's threatening to move them to Kansas City either, so they're probably fine.
can hockey town? I mean, last night was a Sunday game, but they're like, the most empty seats that I saw were on center ice. Like,
yeah, because they're expensive.
That's so dumb. Make them cheaper.
No, they're not gonna do that.
Yeah, but nobody's buying them.
Well.
Anyway.
You'd think they'd make them cheaper, but.
There were a couple of waiver claims. I know that Dmitry Timoshov is now.
In Red Wing.
Oh, he's Red Wing. Okay, I was like, he's somewhere. I was like, he's on a team. Oh, there's a Sam on my team now. My team. There's a Sam on the Red Wings now.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I'm going to go see the Red Wings in 2 weeks. That's my last Red Wings game of the season. That's pretty exciting. Very exciting. What?
That's pretty exciting.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting. That's my last Red Wings game of the season because I refuse to go to a Washington Capitals game.
That's fair.
I Connor Sherry is back and I'm very excited. Patty Marlowe is in town and I'm also really excited. I love Patty Marlowe. Evan Rodriguez has a baby, so that's pretty exciting. The Blackhawks didn't sell very many people. I wonder if there was anybody else that they had inquiries on. The standings are very weird. Like, for Central... Basically, for Central teams in the Central Division, they're set. Those teams are going to are pretty much 100% going to make the playoffs at this point. The only thing that they're vying for, that's St. Louis and Colorado and Dallas, the only thing that they're vying for is, position at this point. Because Dallas has 78 points in 62 games, and their next closest is Winnipeg with 69 points, nice, in 64 games. I don't think the Chicago Blackhawks are going to make the playoffs. And then the Pacific is, it looks like they pretty much have those five teams set, Vegas, Edmonton, Vancouver, Calgary, and Arizona. And they're just jacking for position. Between Vegas and Arizona, there's only 6 points difference. So Vegas or the Pacific team Pacific Division is going to round out the Western Conference. Meanwhile, in the Metropolitan,
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Eastern Conference, and between first and seventh in the Metro, there's 12 points difference. And the New York Rangers are seventh in the Metro, and honestly, they could almost make the Atlantic playoffs. But they won't make the playoffs because the Metro is too stacked. And the Metro just got more stacked today.
Yeah, totally. Ugh. So I was perusing while you were speaking. And so
yeah.
I was looking at Fan's Edge, and I just bought a pair of leggings from Fan's Edge.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. They're the... The G3 For Her by Carl Banks leggings, and the Stars ones came up on my timeline, and I was like, well, they're $18, I'm going to go buy them, but they don't have them in my size, so I'm not going to buy them. But
okay.
for our listeners, if you want to go on Fan's Edge and buy them, you should, because they're really comfortable, and they'll have them in any team that you like. And I love them. They're really comfy. Anyways, I don't know. I didn't have anything else for this week, because I'm a dick.
I have some stats.
Okay.
Because I still have stats. There were five hat tricks. Andrew
Mangiapane,
which I should know,
the other red man.
He scored two goals last night against the Red Wings. He had his first career hat trick last week from the Flames against the Ducks. Mark Scheifele of the Jets scored a hat trick. Jared Spurgeon of the Wild scored a natural hat trick.
It's wild.
Shut up. Jordan Eberle.
Oh my god, what?
Jordan Eberle of the New York Islanders, said, fuck the Red Wings in particular, and in a game where they needed to take both points, he got a hat trick, and they lost 4-1. What?
It's the Red Wings. Like, they're bad.
I know it's the Red Wings. I know they're bad, but I'm just... He made every... Oh, they have 34 points. Oh, my God. Athanasiou. Plus minus is a dumb stat, but he has a league worst. Minus 45. And now he's probably going to be playing with Connor McDavid.
Well, so he could get up to even before the end of the year.
Yeah, probably.
I'm kidding.
Oof. The Red Wings' goal differential is 110. Also, last night, William Karlsson got a hat trick for the Vegas Golden Knights. Four kids had their first goal this week, and two of them scored them in the same game. Andrew Peak of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Mm-hmm. Scored against the Devils, and Nick Merkley of the New Jersey Devils scored against the Blue Jackets. Igor Gorshkov of the Toronto Maple Leafs got his first goal, and then the Sabres won. Gabe Vilardi of the Los Angeles Kings scored his first goal on his first shot.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Gabe Vilardi. I saw one of the comments of the tweet was better than Mario already.
Of course.
There was a 9-3 game. The Canucks beat the Bruins 9-3. They became the third different team this season to score 9 goals. The Lightning has done it twice, and the Avalanche also did it once.
Oh, couldn't have happened to a nicer team. I do have to say that I really, pasta has charmed me. And so.
From the commercial, yeah.
Yeah, pasta's feelings are hurt.
Pasta's feelings are hurt. Kendall Coyne is so mean in that commercial.
It's fine. Pasta's a man and men don't have rights.
That's true. I support men's rights. Men's rights to shut the fuck up.
Right? Anyway. Yeah. Fuck the Bruins.
The standings are fucked up.
It's so weird. Okay, wait, but like they got rid of Backes to add Nick Ritchie? Like, really? Like, they didn't even go in after anybody. Like, they didn't go after somebody like Athanasiou or Barclay Goodrow or Cody Eakin, even. What? I don't know. Okay. Whatever. I don't profess to understand what Boston is ever doing.
I mean, they're leading the league still.
Yeah, but they were leading the league with David Backes on the roster. Did it matter? No.
Well, they sent him down for a while.
No, they can send him to the fucking sun for all I care.
They did.
Good, they should. Anyway. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
Excellent.
No, I don't think so. I have one more thing. Last night was Hockey is for Everyone night at the Red Wings game. I did not see anything that said that, like, going in, but I did see somebody on the pre-show who was holding up a sign that said free mom hugs, and it was in rainbow colors. And I love her. I did see a couple of people with rainbow tape, with pride tape on their sticks. I did see more people without it. I only noticed a few people. And the two that I care about are Jonathan Bernier and Trevor Daley. You know who did not have pride tape that I saw? Jimmy Howard. It's fine. He's already my enemy.
That's true.
I love Jonathan Bernier. I just want you to know this. All right.
Okay. What do you mean about Jonathan Bernier?
Oh, I love him, and he has, like, a 927 over the past, like, 18 games. Somehow, he's been really good, and the Wings have been so bad that it hasn't made a difference. I did get to see Bernier shove Matty Tkachuk out of his crease last night, which I really greatly enjoyed.
I do love my son, and he does love to touch a goalie.
That was the first time I got to see Matty Tkachuk. It was cute. I like him. He's a pretty good player.
He's a good player. Did you notice him?
I did notice him, yeah.
Didn't you say you noticed Lucic and how bad he is?
I did. I definitely noticed
Lucic. You notice how bad he is.
It's wild. He's so big and slow. Yeah. Like, you can see how bad he is on the ice. I also noticed there's a kid on the team. He's, like, number 88. Is that?
That's Mangiapane.
Mangiapane. I noticed him, too. He's very small and very fast. Also, Matty Tkachuk sent this incredible cross-ice pass to Johnny Gaudreau last night. It was
beautiful. He's an incredible passer. He does all those crazy between the legs shit too.
Yeah, he does. I saw him trying that a few times.
Yeah. What was that about him?
It was fun. I did, and then the Wings, they pulled the goalie, and then they got they were down 3-1, and they pulled the goalie, and they got a goal to make it 3-2, and everyone was so excited. It's really cool to see how excited the crowd still is.
Yeah, of course.
It's not like, because I have watched, like, Sabres games, and the crowd has booed the team, and I haven't noticed anybody actually booing the Red Wings. They do this thing when they're losing. They all start wooing. I hate it. Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much. And then they keep doing that when they're, like, leaving the arena, and it's like, please stop. I hate this. But they don't boo the team, which is neat.
That's nice.
Everyone still has fun at the games. They just know that the team is bad and they still have fun. So, anyway, okay, that's all I have. That was trade deadline day. I only care about Pittsburgh Penguins. Yeah, pretty much. I don't care what anybody else did.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you about the best name in hockey this week?
I would like you to tell me about the best name in hockey. Please explain it to me very...
The best name in hockey this week,
yeah,
is a 42-year-old Zamboni driver, David Ayers, who was an emergency backup goalie this week for the Carolina Hurricanes, who beat the Toronto Maple Leafs, the team that he works for.
He's a Zamboni driver for the Marlies. Yeah.
Correct. He's also a practice goalie for the Marlies and the Maple Leafs. And he is the emergency backup goalie. He's been the emergency backup goalie for like 3 years, I think is what he said. He and his wife go to all the games and they sit there, and then he has to go down sometimes. He says he puts on half of his gear and he just kind of waits, and then nothing happens except for the other night. Mrazek got hurt, and then Reimer got hurt.
Reimer got hurt first, and then Mrazek went out. Mrazek like left his crease and was like in the middle of the ice and got run into.
Who ran into
him? It was a very, I don't remember.
It was Clifford.
It was a bizarre sequence. It was like, why are you out so far, sir? Yeah. And Clifford ran into him because there was nothing he could do. And then Mrazek was out. And so the e-bug came in. What's fun is that this is like, I feel like there have been a few more, but you know, everyone remembers Scott Foster of the Blackhawks. There's been at least one more in the last 2 years, and they've all been, they've all won.
Yeah. Every they do.
Team with an e-bug has won. I'm sorry, I'm taking this away from you. Do you want to keep going?
Go for it.
Okay.
No, there's a reason we didn't talk about this during the show. It's because I had disclosed to her that this was the best name, because it's such a good story. It has to be the best. He has to be the best name in hockey this week. He has to be.
Story.
Like, he's going to be in Carolina on Tuesday tomorrow to, like, do their siren. Like,
He had a kidney, his mom gave him her kidney like 10 years ago, not even 3 years ago, maybe.
It was 2004.
Oh, okay.
Because it basically derailed his hockey career. Like, he got sick and she gave him her kidney, and it derailed his hockey career because if you are an emergency backup goaltender, you cannot have any pro experience.
You cannot. You have to sign an amateur tryout contract. Yeah. You get $500 for the game, and you get to keep your jersey.
Yeah. And so, like, I believe I read somewhere, too, that he also had cancer.
Yeah, I think he had cancer. I think I saw it twice.
Yeah, I think he's, like, a 2-time cancer survivor, a kidney transplant recipient, and also now, like...
42 years old.
Perhaps the most hated man in Toronto. I don't know. Like...
There was a great tweet from Luongo, Roberto Luongo, who said, he now has more wins in Toronto than I do.
Which is so funny. His wife, like, his wife was so funny on Twitter. She tweeted out, she was like, fuck me. And then she was like... Someone was like, I love you, but all due respect, like, I'm rooting against your husband tonight. She's like, trust me, I am torn. And it's so funny. And, like, he had a Leafs shirt on under his gear. Like, he came out in Marley's gear, except for the jersey. Like, it was just...
Yeah, he's like, a giant. He's a giant Leafs fan. Like, he works for the Leafs and all of this. He's from Toronto. And it's so cute when that happens. Oh my god. And so he let in two. And
I think were those all in the second, or was it one in the second, one in the third?
No, it was all in they're both in the second. Okay, yeah.
He played 29 minutes.
Yeah, he came in like
basically halfway through. Yeah.
He let in two in the second, and so then at that point, because he let in those two, he's the goaltender on record, because a lot of times when e-bugs come in, they're not the goaltender on record, because, like, the game-winning goal wasn't scored while they were on the ice. He is the goaltender on record. He has that win. And I think he said that Brenda Moore talked to him during the third and was like, you know, just have fun with it. Don't worry about it.
Eric Paula also was like, hey, we don't care if you let in 10 goals, just have fun. It's your night.
Yeah.
So, and he said that really calmed him down. And
yeah, and he was able to lock it down. And
he stand out Austin Matthews, which I think is hilarious. And the other thing was, is like, at the end of the second, I think the Leafs came up to him, and, like, some of them came up and gave him, like, head taps and stuff. And, like, I'm pretty sure Mitch Marner got, like, eviscerated for it. Like, they were literally carving him up so hard for it. And they were like, we got to trade Marner.
Willie
He's so
Nylander.
Soft.
William Nylander,
I'm
too, because, like,
they didn't do something, like, crazy.
Was it, I think Ayers was at practice, like, the next day or something, and William Nylander was being friendly with him because they know him,
yeah.
And they were like, oh, soft, and they were like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I think it was an optional practice, too, and they were,
yeah, it was an optional practice. He was practicing with the Marlies that day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. He practiced. Anyways, Dave Ayers, best name in hockey, because he is the 42-year-old Zamboni driver who beat the Toronto Maple Leafs that he works for.
Yeah. He did.
It's incredible.
And
friends, listeners, if you do not watch Steve Dangle videos, that's fair. However, I would recommend his video from this game because it is so fucking funny. Like, he lost his goddamn mind screaming. I screamed laughing. He reaches decibels that I did not know a human male could reach. It's incredible. So even if you've, like, fallen out of watching them, or if you've never watched one before, the Steve Dangle video for this episode game is truly something to behold.
I haven't watched it, but I need to watch it. He should give us free promo.
He should. I'm so funny. Anyways.
Oh my God.
That's it for this. That's Dave Ayers. He's the best in hockey this week. My good man has had a busy couple of days. I'll tell you what. He's been on every single TV show. He's flying to Carolina. Carolina is making Ayers jerseys, and they're going to, like, try to get him a cut of that, or at least donate to, I think, kidney transplant, like, things.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think they were going to do both. They were going to give him a cut, and the rest of it was going to go.
Hell yeah. So he gets that on top of his fat Zamboni driver salary.
Is he the Zamboni driver in that John Tavares commercial?
I don't know, but no.
Because
I don't know.
John Tavares says good night, Dave.
He does, but Dave's such a generic name. So, like,
I know.
It might be. Yeah, shout out to Dave Ayers, best name in hockey.
Dave Ayers, best name in hockey. Trade deadline happened. What are your thoughts? Do you guys have thoughts?
Oh, yeah. If you want to interact with us because you love us, like, why don't you drop us a DM or an email about what was your most surprising thing? What would you have liked to see your team do if you don't like one of our teams, or we didn't talk about it? Like, if you would, like, let us know.
Yeah, or you can just come into our DMs and yell about Connor Sherry, because I love Connor Sherry.
Correct.
And his little glasses, his little Clark Kent glasses, his little baby. Oh my god, I have so much Connor Sherry stuff. I'm so fucking excited, Julie.
All right, so I'm calling it, Samantha.
We're done. We're on Twitter at Stick to Tape.
You can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
And I think that's pretty much it.
Oh, cool. Hey, Elliot, why don't you stick to tape? What's your source?